Is this the Colorado ruling we've been waiting for? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Supreme Court plans to announce a decision this morning, and there's a lot of speculation the day before Colorado's primary. It's related to the state removing former President Trump from the ballot, claiming he's disqualified for leading an insurrection with the Capitol riot.
During arguments last month, the Supreme Court appeared skeptical of Colorado's effort. The Colorado court was the first to invoke Article 3 of the 14th Amendment, barring former office holders who engage in insurrection from holding public office again. Maine and Illinois also joined Colorado in removing Trump from their primary ballots, but the decision has been stayed pending an appeal.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Now, Colorado's primary is among 16 contests on Super Tuesday tomorrow. Today, North Dakota holds GOP caucuses, and former President Trump wrote on Truth Social, they're going to send a message to President Biden, we're coming like a freight train. In another post, he called Nikki Haley a loser after she won her first primary. In Washington, D.C., though, only 2,000 Republicans cast ballots. She got 63% of the vote after telling NBC's Meet the Press,
I don't think we want a Joe Biden who calls his opponents fascists or a Donald Trump who calls his opponents vermin. No one wants that.
A Fox News poll has former President Trump leading President Biden by 2 points.
72% of voters say they are dissatisfied with the state of things in America. When asked whose policies helped their families more, 25% say President Biden's policies were beneficial. That's compared to 45% who say former President Trump's policies helped when he was in the White House.
Fox's Gernal Scott, a member of the Israeli war cabinet, will meet with Vice President Harris the day after she called for a pause in the war in Gaza at a civil rights event in Selma, Alabama.
Let's get a ceasefire. Let's reunite the hostages with their families.
But ceasefire talks may stall. Hamas is refusing to agree to Israel's demand to provide a list of hostages who are still alive. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater. And this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
A story that broke in April of last year with the leaking of classified U.S. intelligence in an online chat room has led to this.
Jack Teixeira is expected to enter a guilty plea today in a federal courtroom in Boston. The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman is accused of stealing and leaking classified military documents about the war in Ukraine, as well as other sensitive topics on the social media platform Discord. Teixeira, who is 22, had previously pleaded not guilty and faced decades in jail. He had been working as an IT specialist at Otis Air Force Base on Cape Cod since 2019 and was arrested by the FBI in April. The leak incident had a ripple effect. The Air Force disciplined 15 personnel after it was discovered that they failed to take action on Teixeira's suspected behavior. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Three Americans and a Russian are way up above us.
Three, two, one.
SpaceX launched the latest NASA mission late last night from Cape Canaveral, sending the crew to the International Space Station for a six-month stay. This happened last month, but we're just learning about what a pilot did on a flight that he and a mother will never forget.
Jakarin Saran Roxgill, who's a pilot with 18 years' experience, was flying a Vietjet plane from Taipei, Taiwan, to Bangkok, Thailand, when the cabin crew informed him that a woman was in labor in one of the cockpit bathrooms. He then jumped into action, leaving the cockpit to assist as his co-pilot flew the plane. Saran Roxgill said he never delivered a baby before. He told Viral Press he was proud to bring a baby boy into the world. The baby and his mother checked by paramedics after they got off and are reportedly doing fine. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed before this week's trading, down for the Dow, but up for the NASDAQ. Caitlin Clark has again rewritten the record books, becoming college basketball's all-time leading scorer for women and men, passing Pete Maravich, leading Iowa past Ohio State. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Champaign Fire responded to a residential fire Saturday in the 1300 block of North Walnut Street. All occupants are already outside. The crews worked quickly to get that fire under control. After an evaluation of the occupants, crews transporting one to a hospital. No firefighters hurt. A dog did die. The fire left the family displaced. Unofficial St. Patrick's Day is a long-time event on the University of Illinois campus, celebrating the holiday early before students go home for spring break. Now officials say enthusiasm for the events dwindled the more that safety's been put at the forefront. The day gained infamy after a 23-year-old student died in 2017. Since then, the university's made it a priority to address problematic behaviors. Some parents in Urbana say they want a solution fit for everyone. On Thursday, they held a rally voicing concerns about a redistricting proposal that would see Urbana elementary students being moved to different schools. Urbana School District's been working with a consulting firm to draw a new boundary plan for elementary schools in Urbana. Up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Joe Miller.
Well, good morning. There was a guy I interviewed many, many years ago, and every year at this time, he would say it's time to take the day off. He'd give his entire company the day off because he wanted you to go March 4th.
Okay.
And March 4th and get it done, Sawyer.
Absolutely.
Let's go.
What are we getting done? Yard work?
Yeah, really.
I tell you what, this is just fabulous start to our March. Good morning. I'm Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Hi.
This is Greg Solier, meteorologist, brought to you by Carl.
And Carl reminds you, it is March, and they work every day to improve the health of the community members across the region, as you know. And they're always looking for an opportunity to serve others in a supportive environment. If you are, visit carl.org/careers.
Well, you got us going on a good foot here, buddy. What are you seeing out here?
Well, more to come. We march forth, my friends, with still a frequency and progression of weather systems around here. No real winter in sight around here. Of course, we are in the season of meteorological springtime as of March 1, the astronomical version towards the 19th. And boy, between now and then, I think we're in relatively good shape around here. No shortage of continuing to build soil moisture on some of the kind of marginally dry areas. We want things even keeled once we get out there with field work in mind here in the weeks to come. 46 to 51 mile an hour wind gusts. That was a little too windy yesterday, but the winds have faded. Temperatures are still up at 55 at Willard and Savoy, 48 at Rantoul, 52 Bloomington Normal, 58 at Danville, to 54 at the Kankakee, and under the Arch in St. Louis at 63 degrees there. Still a healthy south wind for the day today at 20 to 30 and gusty. I guess that's better than 50 mile an hour winds, and a high temperature for the day today expected to top out at 75. Normal high this time of the year, 45. Down tonight to 54. A shower around this evening, maybe a thunderstorm before midnight, and then some more widespread rains are due in after midnight tonight. We'll get some shower activity tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, even an early thunderstorm with a high about 57 degrees as winds turn into the north. That'll settle us into the 30s tomorrow night, and then more clouds than sun heading through Wednesday and Thursday. 53 on Wednesday. Thursday high up to 57. That's still well above average around here. Then another rain system due in between Thursday night and Friday. It'll linger Saturday. High temperature in the lower 50s on Friday. The mid to upper 40s for Saturday. Dry time on Sunday should be a little over an inch worth of rain this week here in East Central Illinois. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solger.
All right, here we go. Off and running. First of all, Todd Boating, thank you for your service, sir.
My pleasure.
Well, we appreciate you very much. 14-year career with the U.S. Marine Corps before leaving to apply the values and discipline he learned in the military to corporate America. He's on the board of Carry the Load, a nonprofit organization that provides active ways to connect Americans to the sacrifices made daily by our military veterans, first responders, and their families. Todd Boating, the U.S. Navy starting to enlist individuals who didn't graduate from high school. Is this where we are now?
It is where we are now. It's obviously a much deeper topic than just dropping standards, but that is where we are.
How come?
Well, I think what you really have to look at is why did the Navy go down this road? And the reason the Navy went down this road, they had to ask themselves this question. With all the threats on the horizon, with the needs of the United States military to protect and defend the homeland here, is a body better than no body at all? And essentially what they did, and you have to understand, these decisions, they take time to happen. This was not just an overnight decision. And what they did is they looked at it and they said, okay, if we drop the standard by way of a diploma or a GED, Are we willing to give up what that says, which is commitment, as long as we exchange it for a higher qualification score? So prior to this, what happened was you could get a lower qualification score as long as you had a high school diploma or a GED, because they felt that that showed a commitment level to starting something and finishing it. And now what they've said is, okay, because of COVID and things like that, people were impacted. And as long as they get a higher score on the qualification test, we'll look past that potential issue.
What do you think? I mean, that's the Navy thinking. What do you think, Don?
Well, I'm going to turn it around on you, and I'm going to say this. If you've had a standard for your peers to join you, and now all of a sudden you drop that standard, are you willing to accept less than the standard that you had previously under which you were operating? In other words, is that okay? In my opinion, what we should be doing is we should probably be raising standards, because if you raise the standards, there's a psychological aspect where people want to be a part of something that's a little more exclusive. If just anybody can get in, then what kind of special group am I being a part of here? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, no, let's put it in even simpler terms. Let's say I need five guys to play basketball and three have never played before. How's that going to work out?
Well, it's going to upset the two that have,
yeah,
who are more qualified.
Yeah, that's right.
And that was exactly my point.
I think you're right, Ty. We have to raise all boats, right? We have to say, listen, the fact that 40% of people are obese in America, maybe they can't even do the job.
Yeah, and of course, you know, the pessimist is going to hear what I'm saying, and they're going to say, well, wait a minute, you know, how can we expect to raise the standards at birth and get more people if we're even, you know, having trouble getting people right now? And here's the answer to that question. If you look across the services, now I'm biased, I was in the Marine Corps, but if you look across the services, the only service that is not having challenges with the recruiting numbers, that's not a statement that it's not hard to hit the numbers, but the only one not having that challenge is the Marine Corps. Why? The Marine Corps, we have done a very good job from our inception of creating a standard and requiring people to live to that standard. Our purpose is very clear. You go to our website, it says nothing about college bonuses. It says nothing about anything other than an opportunity to earn the Eagle, Globe, and Anchor. There's a very clear purpose. And without that clear purpose, you're asking people to join for material reasons. Mm-hmm. And that is the biggest problem that each of the other branches have. And the reality is, I love the Navy. I think the Navy is a fantastic organization. They've got great history. Unfortunately, I think they've lost their focus. And their focus is about preserving this republic.
Well, you got the few of the proud of Marines, right? So that image and perception is totally there. But what about the fact that they're introducing woke principles and politics in the military? They can't help.
No, and that really goes back to my point. Now, no service is immune from this right now. But I think some services, and the Navy is guilty of this, they've lost the focus. They've allowed the wrong things to infiltrate the walls, if you will. And again, no service is immune from this. But if you lose your identity, why would I come join you? If you don't know who you are, how am I supposed to know who you are?
Yeah.
And why would I join you if that identity is not clear?
Well, and what about the pivot, Todd, on like the fat camps I'm hearing about, training before you start the training?
Well, I mean, I think it's a Band-Aid, but it also speaks to the larger issue. The larger issue is we're a very different society today than we were 20, 30 years ago, than we were 50 years ago. Now, that doesn't mean the kids are any less smart. In fact, I think the kids are smarter today than they've ever been. Whether they've got taking it back to our first part of the conversation. Whether they have a diploma or not, I think kids are smarter today. That does not mean that they're more knowledgeable and wiser and hardworking. And you're right, we are softer. Therefore, we have a lot of kids who aren't qualified simply because of physicality. So the idea of putting in the fat camp, as you referenced, that's a Band-Aid to a larger societal issue.
Hmm. Todd Boeding, how can people connect with Todd? It's B as in boy, O-E-D-I-N-G. How can we connect with you?
Well, I have a leadership development practice that actually addresses these things in the workforce, and that's tribeandtrust.us. I'd love people to visit and contact me.
Hey, thanks for your time today. Nice meeting you. Thanks for your service.
My honor. Thank you.
ESPN 93.5, Todd Boeding down in Dallas on the Tapman's Towing phone line. And now sports headlines.
Well, our Illini women had senior night yesterday and won 74-73.
Great win over Nebraska. Good team.
Makaira Cook's free throw with about 37 seconds left or whatever it was ended up sealing the deal against the Cornhuskers. Ended up with 20 points on that game. So we're a number 9 seed heading into the Big Ten tournament, and that will begin for our Illini women Thursday at 11:30 against Maryland.
Can't call Shauna Green, can I?
I mean, I can arrange things.
I'd like to have Shauna on again.
All righty.
Since I just signed her up till 2050 at the University of Illinois, I didn't tell Josh Whitman that.
Right.
But I locked the deal up.
I wasn't sure her reaction on that.
She laughed, but 2050, she's good. A really good coach.
You know, who we need to lock in is Marcus Domas. But I know he's like a grad student or something.
This is
he
it.
Came from SIU.
Tomorrow night, get in your seats.
So, yeah, 5:30 for that senior ceremony as we take on Purdue at 6.
It's going to be longer than the 4th of July parade. It's going to take a while. Just as all our guys are leaving.
Right.
They came and they went.
I think there's 8?
Hmm.
I don't know if it's that bad. I need to check that, but it is a lot. 91-83 over Wisconsin, and Marcus in his home territory made it even sweeter. I saw a lot of social media pictures of him and the family, and since he's from Wisconsin and all of that, so good job in our Illini.
Well, last time a team went in to Wisconsin and won 4 times in a row, never. Last time a team scored 91 in the Kohl Center, never.
Mm.
In regulation, nobody's ever done 91 in the Kohl Center since they built it.
Wow.
So Illinois, really unbelievable. Weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you they've got their free teen hangout. They've got camp counselor opportunities and the aquatics. If you want to be a lifeguard, check all these opportunities out at urbanaparks.org.
And if you missed it, I do have Brad Underwood from the locker room after the game from Saturday. I'll play that coming up. And a Stever stand by.
Well, good everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign and Vanivis Saturday. Overall, pretty quiet weather picture. Weak weather system heading through the southern states has a little more moisture expanding northward into our general neck of the woods and points on southward. That includes, a little bit of wet snow, some rain mixed in for this morning, a little rain back in this afternoon, and temperatures up to about 45 this afternoon. Average high for the time of year on this March 1, then the start of meteorological springtime. Right in that range, a bit of a light south wind, mostly cloudy tonight, 33. Partly sitting for the day tomorrow. High temperatures with a bit of a south breeze up, getting close to 60. 45 tomorrow night, and we'll flirt with 70 on Sunday. A mostly sunny, windy, excuse me, mild day. 72 is a warm one on Monday as well, with some shower and thunderstorm activity expand across the area, especially in the afternoon and into Monday night. That activity winds down on Tuesday with a high temperature up around 55. A little more rain in here early Wednesday and again towards Friday of next week. Otherwise, 50s by day and 30s at night. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Claman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Goldman Sachs' top market strategist believes the current tech rally is grounded in reality. David Kostin is telling clients he believes it's not like the dot-com boom of the late 90s because the valuation of the top tech stocks is currently supported by their fundamentals. NVIDIA shares are up another 1% after the AI chipmaker closed with a market value above $2 trillion for the first time on Friday. Strategists at Bank of America believe the S&P 500 will rise this year to 5,400 by the end of the year. The S&P is making more changes. Super Microcomputer, a company that makes servers and help with AI, will join the S&P March 18th, and so will Deckers Outdoor, the maker of UGG boots. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast, featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like The Campaign, The Candidates, The All-Star Panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve from Good Vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody from your men's basketball team.
So, Luke, you're what, about 6'7"?
Yeah, why?
Because size matters in basketball and video.
I know it's easier to shoot over a smaller guy.
And it's easier to see every detail on the biggest screen. That's why we brought in Sony's 98-inch Bravia. Unbelievable TV for gaming and sports.
That's not taller than me, though, is it?
No, but it's 8 inches wider than you are high. It is large and in charge.
All right, so it's big. Does it lose something blown up that size?
Nope. The Sony cognitive processor delivers wide dynamic contrast, billions of natural colors, and high peak brightness all the way to the corners over 8 feet apart.
So all that means is it's expensive, right?
$69.99 isn't cheap, but it's less than a good projector and screen, and it works in bright rooms.
So how much am I getting paid for this commercial again?
Well, not that much, Luke, but with your good credit, it's under $650 a month with 0%, including tax and installation by Good Vibes experts.
Think you have to settle for mediocre car insurance to save money? Think again. It's possible to get superior coverage and still save money with Erie Insurance. Customers who switched to Erie saved up to $951. It pays to compare. Switch and save with Erie.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance.
Annual savings based on new customers surveyed in March 2022 who reported savings when switching auto insurance. Individual premiums and savings will vary.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
All right, so Brad Underwood with the big win at Wisconsin. By the way, Illinois has defeated Wisconsin and Michigan 15 times in a row. Eight in a row over Michigan, 7 in a row over Wisconsin, including 4 up there.
Oh, wow. I might have more skip in my step today knowing that.
Well, listen, bottom line is this. We're a good basketball team.
Yes.
Brad Underwood in the locker room after the game.
The emotion of the game early, I felt. I thought that we did a nice job of handling that. Took us a little bit. I thought Terrence really settled us down with the stretch and our defense. And I think we had a sequence. We had 7 or 8 straight stops in that time frame. That got us back in it. I thought that Marcus handled his return back to the state in a way that was unique. Most of the time, those don't go that way. But in front of friends and family, he did it against an elite defender all night long in Tyler Wall, who I have so much respect for. You know, I thought offensively, we settled down after we got out of the first few minutes. I thought Terrence did a terrific job on AJ, kind of limiting his 4-12, didn't get off a three. So it was nice game on the defensive side for us. And then, you know, offensively, we just kind of found our way. So excited for the win and beat a very, very good team that is going to have an opportunity to make a deep run in the tournament.
All right, so Marcus Damask, 7 months ago, none of you heard anything about his life. Nobody knew a thing, didn't know the name. He was a nearly 2,000-point scorer down at Southern. He was Mr. Basketball in Wisconsin.
Right. He's from Wappen, Wisconsin.
So he didn't get an offer from Madison.
I know.
And so it must have been a small school situation.
I don't know.
Southern Illinois, that's what you had? I mean, you're Mr. Basketball in Wisconsin? Well, guess what? The kid got really, really better at the game. And Brad Underwood, what has Marcus meant?
We probably don't have enough time for me to talk about what he's meant for us. You know, we knew he was a really good player. You know, he was just shy of 2,000 points coming in here and missed three-fourths of a season at Southern. And so we knew his versatility. We just didn't know how we were going to see it, you know, what it was going to look like. And, you know, basically a full-time point guard. Now and his skill set, I have not been around a player who spends more time. He gets three workouts a day, and include one of those is our practice. He is ridiculously committed to the game of basketball and his success. And whether it's treatments, whether it's, you know, the recovery piece, whatever it is, he is very committed to that. To come home, most guys, you know, get a little amped, get a little nervous, and that becomes the moment. Is worrying about all that other stuff. He just focuses on the game, and that's a unique quality. It really is to understand that, you know, there's a game. He's a great teammate, and that showed out today. Couldn't be happier for him.
Yeah, he showed kind of that swagger about him too down the stretch. Just how much does that play into your confidence to go to him and know that, you know, he's going to be in the right mentality?
Yeah, I mean there's very few times he's not in the right mentality. You know, I thought it was a little, yeah, I mean there's very few times he's not in the right mentality. You know, I thought it was a little bit of a slower start for him tonight, but you know, he just kind of finds his way to the game, and he doesn't force it. You know, we were, as we are every game, we're curious as to what the matchup will be, and who will match who. You know, he just kind of picks and chooses, and again, he's got 14 pivots and the ability to shoot that fadeaway and you know, right hand, left hand, and that becomes a pretty hard guard, especially when you're 90% free throw shooter.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll say goodbye to Marcus. And Marcus, Coleman, Terrence, Justin Harmon, Marcus, Quincy Guerrier. There's five guys.
Yep.
We'll just go back to the portal. I mean, you're not going to replace. We got some good players coming in.
And I love this experienced team.
But it's back to the portal we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Stever, the programmer, I proudly, excitedly give you money. Today I'm handing out $50 bills to eat at the Long Branch Steakhouse. We're looking for somebody who has not been there ever. It's at GoStever.com. If you've not gone to Gifford and had a steak there, please do yourself a favor and try and win this. You have to GoStever.com. You just get on there and click me, and then you'll be entered. You'll get an email tonight. I'll do $200 worth, so four people. I'll send four people to spend $550 to go to Long Branch and Gifford. So all you do is go to GoStever.com. If you're a member of the club, thousands have joined.
Yes.
And you are welcome to do that. It's free for now. Anyway, you go to GoStever.com and you can get in on the $50.
Seared scallops and salmon on Fridays, too, in case you're exercising Lent-type things. So Donnie's got that bone-in New York and T-bone, I believe, or something like that. Ribeye, maybe. And it feels like those are more flavorful cuts of meat. But Donnie's a meat guy. He just knows how to talk to the butcher and get everything just right.
And he cuts his own.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll make whatever size you want if you want to pay more. But it's as it goes, it's unbelievably good.
That's right.
So it's GoStever.com, and good luck to you. All right. Anybody remember the name Lisa Hart?
Yes, I do.
Anybody else remember the name Lisa Hart? Your mom would probably know that name because she was the star of Buns of Steel.
Yes.
It was a video. It was kind of the Jane Fonda era.
Right, right. Jane had the Thigh Master, I think.
No, that was Suzanne Summers.
Oh, that's
Suzanne Summers.
All that
and
stuff.
I talked to her back in the day, too. I've never talked to Jane Fonda.
They're wearing the body suits and the leg warmers and all
flash
of that.
It was a flash dance. What a feeling.
Let's get physical.
Let's go and talk to Lisa Hart, and we'll reminisce a little bit with Lisa Hart, if you want to look her up, L-E-I-S-A-H-A-R-T. We'll be right back, ESPN 93.5.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Supreme Court has an announcement scheduled at 10 a.m. Eastern, unusual because the court's not in session today, leading to speculation it's about whether Donald Trump can be kicked off primary ballots.
The Colorado court was the first to invoke Article 3 of the 14th Amendment, barring former office holders who engage in insurrection from holding public office. Maine and Illinois also joined Colorado in removing Trump from their primary ballots, but the decision has been stayed pending an appeal.
Fox's Madeline Rivera, Colorado and Maine are two of 16 states holding primaries tomorrow, Super Tuesday. Nikki Haley wins the Republican primary in Washington, D.C., beating Donald Trump for the first time.
Rightly or wrongly, chaos follows him. And we can't be a country in disarray in a world on fire and go through four more years of chaos. We won't survive it.
Haley campaigning in Portland, Maine. Trump delivers remarks today at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. Haley's campaigning in Texas. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. One Champaign principal being recognized as the Illini Region's High School Principal of the Year. Centennial High School's Sarah Sanders, in just her first year with the school, earned the title after contributions throughout the Unit 4 School District for almost 20 years. Awards part of the Horace Mann Illinois Principal Association High School Principal of the Year Awards Program. One person hurt, a dog died in a Champaign house fire Saturday. It happened in the 1300 block of North Walnut Street. Heavy smoke and fire coming from the single-story home. When crews arrive, they use multiple hoses to extinguish the blaze. The cause is under investigation. Resident complaints have the Decatur City Council re-examining rates for the hauling of yard waste. Council member David Horn asking council to look at the rates for premium yard waste services after citizens saw their bills, at least one hauler requiring residents to pay for their service in a year advance and charging $5 a bag after the customer fills up a 96-gallon tote. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim. We check our weather forecast. Meteorologist Greg Solier and the weather brought to you by Carl. Say it again.
Carl reminds you they're always looking to increase the team. They have all kinds of opportunities. Carl.org/careers.
Well, we get everyone. Let's check weather. For East Central Illinois, Champaign and Van Nevis Saturday, overall pretty quiet weather picture. Weak weather system heading through the southern states has a little more moisture expanding northward into our general neck of the woods and points on southward. That includes, a little bit of wet snow, some rain mixed in for this morning, a little rain back in this afternoon, and temperatures up to about 45 this afternoon. Average high for the time of year on this March 1, then the start of meteorological springtime, right in that range. A bit of a light south wind, mostly cloudy tonight, 33. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow. High temperatures with a bit of a south breeze up, getting close to 60. 45 tomorrow night, and we'll flirt with 70 on Sunday. A mostly sunny, windy, excuse me, mild day. 72 is a warm one on Monday as well, with some shower thunderstorm activity expand across the area, especially in the afternoon and into Monday night. That activity winds down on Tuesday with the high temperature up around 55. A little more rain in here early Wednesday and again towards Friday of next week. Otherwise, 50s by day and 30s at night. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
She's kind of known worldwide, healthy living expert, well, one of the Buns of Steel stars, Lisa Hart. How are you?
I am up and at 'em. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I was reading about the history. Now, Buns, we have a lot of 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds listening going, Buns of Steel, what is that? How would you describe Buns of Steel?
Well, they're strong, they're perky. Oh, no, let's see. Now, not everybody recognizes the name Buns of Steel. So when I am in those audiences with the youngins, sometimes it's like, well, you know, your mom may have done this workout.
Yeah, right.
But everybody recognizes the name Warner Brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
So Buns of Steel is a Warner Brothers production, and They are exercise videos that were really, really popular back in the day and are still thriving today, but they are just tried and true exercises to tone your body, just your bones.
You competed. You got like a first runner-up, and then somebody from Warner called you. And had it been a man, you'd have hung up on him because Buns of Steel, what? Hang up.
Yeah. So Melissa Berman McNeese called me, and luckily it was her saying, we need you to send an audition tape of you exercising. So, of course, if a guy said that, I would have been, calling the police or something.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And so you got into this thing. You were the lead instructor. It sold 6 million copies, Lisa.
Yes. I was on the right channel at the right time, and this forever changed the shape of my life. And I'm in my mid-50s now, and this is something that I still embrace, and it still is bringing me so many blessings in my life and in my career.
Well, I got Diane Ducey. She's on with me every morning, and I've been trying to get her to go get exercising.
Right.
What kind of motivation can you tell Diane and people to say, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with just a single step? How do you motivate them, Lisa? Because that's what you do. You motivate people.
That is what I'm all about, inspiring and sharing. And oftentimes when people think of me, a fitness expert, they think that, oh, she must be a gym rat. And, well, she's going to tell me I've got to exercise really, really hard, or that I have to get up really, really early in the morning. Au contraire, none of these things are true. I am not a gym rat myself. My favorite thing to do is walk. And so my message is we need to breathe better, breathe more deeply, take in everything that life has to offer, and we need to simply move. We need to simply get off our bum. And even starting from, are you sitting at your desk all day at work? Well, we've got to bring home the bacon. We've got to turn on the light, pay the light bill. But if you can get a standing desk, get a standing desk. If not, just stand up and do your work sometimes. Bring your laptop over to the bar counter or something. Move around more. Of course, take the stairs instead of the elevator. Mm-hmm. But, we just need to move more and think more like a child. Just laugh more, enjoy more, breathe more, worry less.
Lisa, I like what you're saying about breathing, too. When it comes to our breathing techniques, how do we improve that?
I love that. This is something I've been a huge advocate of my entire career, is that somewhere along the way, after we were a little baby, and you watch that baby sleeping in the bed, and you see their belly expand, their heart swells, and then it sinks. Somewhere along the way, we didn't think it was polite or something, but we breathe in, and oftentimes people will squeeze their belly in. Well, then your lungs went, help! So we need to breathe like a baby and let the belly and the ribs expand, to let the room for the lungs to expand and take all the oxygen in, so the belly and the ribs should be expanding on the inhale, and then slightly relaxing and sinking on the exhale to give those, it's scientific, give those lungs room to breathe and bring in more of the oxygen that your body and your brain needs.
Well, Lisa, being the Buns of Steel star and everybody sees you and you're out and around, what kind of pressure do you feel now to say, I got to look good? I mean, the paparazzi take glee and if you got really fat. So, it just, how do you do with the pressure? Because there's got to be people, people look at you.
Well, they do, and luckily I'm a ham, and so I welcome it. I love it. But one of the gifts that I was given several years ago was that I was in my early 40s. I'm in my mid-50s now. I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. And so I needed to make some dietary changes so that now I am completely drug-free. But I needed to make some dietary changes to reduce the inflammation.
Wow.
And so my nutrition is so lean and clean, and I don't have to work out really hard. And some people might go, well, it's just because, you know, you're born that way or whatever. No, I'm not. There are members in my very large family that are very overweight, and we came from, you know, same blood. But it's for me, it's about just moving to feel better in my body. And yes, I do feel the pressure. But people listening might be thinking right now, oh, I bet she works out really hard and she's probably not even eating or anything. No, I am a chow hound, but I eat really lean and clean. Lots of protein and lots of, you know, all of the colors that we're given in our fruits and vegetables. The more colorful your plate can be, the better it is for you. And for me, that walk out with my dog is wonderful. And some people get frustrated when their dogs are stopping to sniff, Well, God, they're stopping. You know what I do when they stop to sniff? I do standing squats. And I don't care if anybody's
watching.
That's
awesome. It's Lisa, L-E-I-S-A, Lisa Hart, healthy living expert, one of the original Buns of Steel hosts, still walking, staying in shape. Sometime I want to talk to you about what you ate to get off drugs from rheumatoid. That's kind of cool, too. Mm-hmm. You just change everything, got off the stuff, because you don't want to stay on the stuff if you don't have to. How can people connect with you?
Well, thank you for spelling my name out. Again, LEISAHART.com.
Huh?
That's all you got to do.
Well, listen, and
you
speak all over the world, right? So people could hire you to speak and motivate and things like that. But
Yes. Awesome. That is my life mission, to make it simple for people. People ask me, what's the best time of day to work out? And I don't even like to use that word, work out. How about, what's the best time of day to move?
That's it.
It's the time of day that you'll do it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, listen, keep going. Blessings to you. Keep up your good work, setting an example, and keep it going. We appreciate your time.
Wonderful. Get moving, everybody.
Thanks, Lisa. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Are we motivated yet? Can we hop down and do a push-up? Can we do something? Can
when she calls out the inflammation, I'm sure that must have been a sugar thing. I feel like that's it for me. I had a big piece of cake yesterday at the Holiday Inn at the Lincoln Day dinner. I just couldn't resist.
It was a fun event last
night.
It
was.
I saw that chocolate cake. It looked really good. Grace spoke last night at Lincoln Day dinner.
Speaking of motivational
speakers. Yeah. Gracie did wonderfully. I really enjoyed listening to her talk, and I think the people in the room did too. But got to meet a lot of candidates running here in the primary. Just trying to say, hey, it's a unbelievable privilege to live in America. Some great patriots in the room. We had a 102-year-old veteran from World War II.
Yes, we did.
Wow, that was impressive.
And so many great little nuggets. I was taking some notes as Grace talked. And, you know, we get emotional and we have feelings. And what my feelings don't allow for the blood of Christ will surely cover it. Yeah. I love that aspect of it. And how things don't go our way. And she mentioned the greatest grief are the million little funerals of what we thought life would be. And, you know, we do have disappointments, but we've got to carry on. And especially in this political landscape, here we have Super Tuesday tomorrow all around. But for us, it's March 19th. If people feel even a little bit passionate about the election in 2024, step up and be an election judge or be someone who's behind the scenes or volunteer in some kind of way in your community and get involved.
Yeah, you can. Aaron Ammon's looking for poll watchers and people that Republicans that want to get active, but the only way things will ever change is if you get involved and do something.
That's right. And we want to keep it fair so we have both sides represented well.
Okay, so it is 7:44, and she talked about her book, It's Okay, Finding Peace in Unexpected Places, and just a lot of nice comments. But it was really fun last night getting out
And because I don't go out as much as I used to.
And meeting people who are on the ballot, yeah. It means so much to me to know people who are, you know, going to work for us. The Champaign County Board, you might write that off, but boy, is that an important position.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's right now 16-6, mm-hmm. I think, is the Democratic advantage over the Republicans.
That's right.
So we'll see what happens March 19 in the primary and then general, of course, coming in this November. But again, I thought Dr. Sue Mantel did a great job putting it all together.
Yes, she
Jim
did.
McGuire is the Republican chair here in our county now.
Uh-huh.
So ESPN 93.5, quarter till ESPN 93.5. We'll check your sports headlines coming up Saturday, November 18th for one night only at the Virginia Theater. Come out to the red carpet world movie premiere of the family-friendly comedy Irresponsible, starring Keith Campton. Parts of the movie filmed right here in our town and features dozens of local actors. Come and meet all the stars of the movie and ask questions, get pictures, and free autographs.
Hi, this is Doors Chris open Jackson at 6 p.m. with Kramer Showtime. Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy from us, get the whole store.
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season. Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now, and Illini fans who renew their season tickets by February 1st are eligible to win amazing prizes, memorabilia, and experiences. Secure your season tickets for homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th against Michigan. Visit FightingIllini.com for more information.
Saturday, November 18th for one night only at the Virginia Theater.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
So after the game on Saturday when Illinois beat Wisconsin again, here's a sounded like a Wisconsin reporter.
Coach, 4 years ago, came to the Kohl Center, snapped a long losing streak to the Badgers. Now you've won seven straight. What changed in the time in the program? And you've talked about the atmosphere and how difficult it is to play here to be able to string together these wins now and kind of handle this rivalry.
Yeah, I mean, this is such a great program, and it has been for so long. And I may be wrong, but we're not even halfway there to what Wisconsin's streak was over us. So we still got a lot of catching up to do. It's a great program. You know, some teams you just, you know, you kind of play well, and I think our guys always get up for playing Wisconsin. Greg's one of my close friends in the profession. I've got so much respect for the job he does, and It's I'm not trying to make light of anything. It is quite a feat to come in and win someplace four times in a row. Great players, great coaches, beating a great program, and we're happy for that.
So, I mean, I think Wisconsin beat me 15 times in a row, something like that.
Is that right?
So we've won seven straight.
Yes.
So it's all the right words, no question, because we could see him in the Big Ten tournament mm-hmm. for all we know. I think Illinois will have locked in with the win. They're double bye.
Yes.
A week from Friday.
That's going to work to our advantage.
So we'll either, even if we lost the last two, Purdue and Iowa, we're still a three seed. Best case, I think we can tie Purdue, but Purdue would have to lose to us tomorrow night, and then we have to beat Iowa on the road, and then Purdue would have to lose whoever they play.
Okay.
That would be a co-championship. So it's still in play.
Okay.
So we just have to.
So you're saying there's a chance?
There's a chance. So there is that. All right. So Illinois wins. Good news. Now the rest of the headlines.
All right. And the final on Saturday was 91-83. I kind of like that noon tip-off there.
Yeah, that was fine. But the crowd was really, I mean, they honored Howard Moore, who was in a tragic car accident. He was a assistant coach for Deion Thomas at the University of Illinois Chicago. Mm-hmm. And so it was an emotional start. Badgers got off to a 14-5 lead. And we just came back. And Marcus, I don't know how Marcus Dumas could have played a better game in front of 300 people. In his support group, 300?
Wow, I didn't know it was that
they
big.
They guessed it was 200 to 300. I think the whole town showed up.
From Wappen, Wisconsin.
How could you be the best basketball player in the state of Wisconsin, Mr. Basketball Wisconsin? And I guess he must have been at an itty-bitty little school. It would be like Judah Christian has the best basketball, but he hasn't played small. You know,
right.
It's a class 1A. That'd be the argument, I guess. But how about now? Yeah, he got pretty good.
Yeah.
Marcus was making Larry Bird, Michael Jordan fadeaways, man. It was stunning. He was unbelievable.
He had a block, and he was assisting and rebounding and just on fire.
Yeah, I thought Tyler Wall guarded him well. But when you back up and do a fadeaway at 6'7", good luck blocking that. Man, that was really good.
Mm-hmm. So, go Illini. Next up will be Purdue. And with the senior honors, 5:30 arrival to get in all of that. I think we counted six guys when we have the Williams. Is it Max Williams?
Mike? Yeah. He's a kid that got in and scored a point.
That's right.
Everybody nuts.
Cheered.
Yeah. Right.
So, and rally towel night and all that. So, should be a lot of fun. Illinois women beating Nebraska 74-73. Next up will be Maryland in the Big Ten tournament at 11:30 on Thursday, as we are a number 9 seed. Caitlin Clark has joked about being named Ponytail Pete in the recognition of how her game resembles Pistol Pete Maravich. So Sunday, her last regular season home game, the Iowa star passed LSU, an NBA legend for the most points individual. Okay, should I just stop
there's
talking?
There's an asterisk.
Oh.
Pistol Pete Maravich, go look at YouTube and look up Pistol Pete.
Okay.
Caitlin Clark is not Pistol Pete. And listen, she's changed the women's game forever.
Okay.
But Pete Maravich scored 3,600 points in 3 years.
Three seasons at LSU, 67-70.
Caitlin's had four. Pete Maravich didn't have a three-point line.
Okay.
Pete Maravich without a three-point line, you know what he averaged? He averaged 44 points a game without a three-point line.
Whoa.
It's Apple.
I can see that.
Well, you can't compare, just like it'd be hard to compare records in the NFL when a guy plays 12 games, the other guy plays 19.
Okay.
It's a whole different, but particularly the 3 versus 4 years.
Right.
It's, you know, Caitlin Clark has changed women's basketball. There's just no doubt about it.
Sure.
However, it's like, go look at the video. She's not Pistol Pete.
Okay.
That guy was a magician with the basketball. How do you score 44 points a game and no three-point line in 1968? So if you were to extrapolate and say, okay, the number's 44 points a game, and then you add that up. So if you do 4 years Pete Maravich at 44 points a game, then I'd say that's the number.
Uh-huh.
And Caitlin Clark is going to stay another year, I would think. So she should go after that and be like 5,000 points. So if she can do that, then I think it's comparable.
Well, because she's such a superstar, she was brought up in a lot of the bios I was reading as I announced in Homer Elementary School on Friday night for the 3rd through 5th grade basketball tournament with, you know, 6 different teams. And
you did the PA announcement?
I did.
Good for you.
And they shut off the light and they had a floodlight that they'd, and then, you know, you'd have the Bulls intro or whatever.
That's great.
It was so fun.
I mean, the crowd went nuts.
It was great.
That's really
and,
good.
And thank you to everybody who came out. It was just so fun supporting the Heritage Hawks and the little kids and all that. And actually, they had a halftime show at the last game with 54 cheerleaders from the Homer Sports Commission that came out and did a routine.
Wow.
54 girls, Stevie.
Wow, that's awesome.
It was awesome. All right, we had San Antonio over the Pacers 117-105 yesterday. The Chicago Bulls are in Sacramento at 9 tonight, and the LA Clippers for the Milwaukee Bucks game is at 7 o'clock. I was seeing how our baseball team essentially split, but yesterday won 12-6, and there were some homers they talked about over Michigan State. So that's essentially sports. I saw Indiana beat Maryland 83-78 and Nebraska over Rutgers 67-56 in Big Ten basketball.
All right, weather this morning brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Busey, member FDIC.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Van Ann vicinity. Welcome to March 1st and the start of meteorological springtime. Still a fair amount of spring-like temperatures expected to build our way here in the coming days, next couple of weeks for openers, and an increasingly active one down the line for next week and beyond. In the meantime, weak weather system traversing the deep southern states. Its northern extent generating a little bit of rain, perhaps a touch of some wet snow mixed in from time to time, and a late day high of 45 and a light south wind. Mostly cloudy for tonight, 33 the low. Tomorrow, some peaks and pokes of sunshine. Milder, the high nearing 60 in the afternoon. Pick up on the south wind and we'll flirt with 70 and a windy and a seasonally mild, mostly sunny Sunday. Then Monday, some shower activity expands across the area, perhaps a couple of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Those only linger into early on Tuesday. Temperatures up around 72 for the day on Monday, cooling to about 55 on Tuesday, and then highs in the low to mid-50s. A few sprinkles Wednesday, a little more rain Friday. Overnight readings generally above freezing. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
All right, our Stever offer is Long Branch Steakhouse.
Yes.
That means I can give you $50 to Long Branch Steakhouse. We get 4 winners. Go to gostever.com. We're looking for somebody today who has never eaten there. So if you're going, I don't eat it, then get in. Because you, if you've won this before, you won't be eligible. It won't pick you.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. Good luck to you. $50 to go eat steak. How's that work in your schedule?
You yummy.
This weekend and next weekend to eat it. And then you must fill out thoughtfully.
Because they're open Wednesday through Saturday.
Wednesday through Saturday, five to nine. And
mm-hmm.
So if you have time to do this in your schedule over the next 2 weekends, then go for it. And when you're done, you'll thoughtfully fill out your survey so Donnie can somehow get better than he is.
Comment at 359-2255 from Maxwell talking about Clark is more comparable to Steph Curry than Pete, changing the game just like Steph did when he got into the NBA.
Yeah.
And we were talking with Lisa Hart about breathing, and Easy had talked about smell the roses.
Take your time.
Blow out the candle.
There you go. There you go.
So I like
that. That's how you do it.
Breathing.
Yeah, I wasn't breathing so good Friday when I was in the CrossFit Open.
Oh, yeah. How did that go?
I've determined CrossFit is extraordinarily easy if you don't need to breathe. So I'm working on that.
Okay.
You have to deal with less breath.
Yes.
But the workout was essentially 45 dumbbells from the floor to over your head, each arm, and then 90 burpees.
Oh, boy.
And all in 15 minutes.
Hard pass.
So it was great, and it's an international thing. I'm on the leaderboard. I am not in first, and I am not in last.
Okay.
Feeling pretty good about that.
You're not last.
Yes, ma'am, I'm not.
All right.
So I finished the thing, too.
Okay.
I got it done in the time.
Well, there you go.
Which in my age group was not very common. So, yeah, okay, so we'll be right back. Is sports and viewing bad for your health?
Oh, boy.
Stand by. By now, you've all heard the expression. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business. You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Have you ever looked at a junk truck and said, man, that truck is pretty? Two men in a junk truck trucks are pretty. They're pretty big, so they can handle large jobs. They're pretty reliable. Two Men in a Truck has been recognized as a trusted leader in the moving industry for over 35 years. Now we are proud to offer that same reliability to junk removal, and they're pretty fast. When you're ready to let some things go and that you don't need, you don't want to wait 3 weeks. You want it gone now. Go to twomenandajunktruck.com and make room for what matters most.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola.